Good morning. It's not a good morning. It's not a bad morning. I feel like, can you hear me good? Okay, maybe that's better. Okay, fuck. Okay. I'm a little sassy this morning because, first of all, my cat was locked in my room. And, like, I leave my door open. She doesn't like to be locked in there. And so she woke me up by freaking meowing. And that's fine, you know. But it's just like, why did someone shut my fucking door? I'm not mad at my cat. I'm mad at whoever shut my door. It's my mom. I know it's my mom. And because it makes me, like, scared. It makes me feel bad for my cat. I'm like, oh my God, what's wrong? What's wrong? And then I also, like, if that is what's waking me up, like, it takes me a minute to wake up because I, like, incorporate it in my dream. And so I, like, think that my cat's in my dream, and then it keeps getting, like, longer and sassier and all the things. And so then I finally wake up and I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck? Like, my cat's locked in my room. Like, God, how long has she been in here? How long has she been doing this? Like, what? Why? Why? And so that, and also, I don't know, I don't really super mind getting woke up sometimes. On my day off, I do, because I'm just like, what the fuck? I'm literally trying to sleep. But at the same time, I usually can fall back asleep, like, super duper fast. So it's not a big deal, but anyway, if it was just that one thing, it would be fine. And then, whenever I wake up this time at fucking 11, I wake up and I have to pee so fucking bad. And I'm trying to put my shorts on. I put them on inside out and backwards. And I'm like, holy shit, I just have to fucking pee. Like, I can't fucking do this. I have to pee so fucking bad. So I just put them on and then I, like, almost fall over. I'm like, not awake at all. I don't know, like, my body is literally, and this was like 5 minutes ago, like, or no, probably like 10 now, but holy shit, like, I'm still, like, now I'm finally starting to feel awake, but, like, I have not been awake this whole time, girl. Okay, so I put my pants on wrong, or my shorts, and then I go pee, and it's the longest pee ever, and then I think I'm almost done, and then I'm still going, like, but it's like, this is what happens if I drink tea at night before I go to bed. But I really like to drink tea at night before I go to bed, so whatever. Like, I always have to wake up and have to piss so hard, like, yeah, so whatever. I do that, and then I come out, and then Sunny is in my room, and she, it's annoying because she's only nice to me when she wants something, like, or she's not mean, she just, like, is actually, like, she'll come in my room and, like, rub her head all over me and shake her butt and, like, be smiling and all this stuff. And I know when she's doing that, she wants something from me and she need to go outside and pee. And, like, it's fine, but I'm just like, God, like, this is all I'm good for, because she's always in my brother's room, so I never really get to see her. And then, yeah, at this point, it's just like, if she's in my room, she wants something. But, okay, actually, that's a lie. She slept in my room the other night, and it was the best day ever. Her, Oliver, and Spider Monkey slept in my room, which is, like, crazy. Because, like, back in the day, Spider Monkey and Sunny would hang out. Like, they would lay in the bed together. They would have a little girl's day. They would be in my mom, or not my mom's bed. In my bed, I guess. And then, I don't know, Oliver and Spider Monkey are friends. My dog and my cat. I hope you guys know who these characters are. I assume you do. And so Oliver and Spider Monkey are friends. And, like, they'll hang out, but they don't really like to lay on the bed at the same time. Like, I don't know. The cat is like, if I'm laying down, don't fuck with me. And so the fact that they were all three there was, like, crazy. And Oliver's always up Sunny's fucking ass. Like, I don't know. They, like, they're besties. Like, it's like she's, like, his aunt or something. Like, or sister. But Anyway, I was shocked that they were all three in my bed the other night, and they slept over. It was awesome. They weren't there whenever I went to sleep, but they were all there whenever I woke up, so that was cool. And then, so yeah, I don't really, like, me and Sunny don't really hang out much these days, sadly. So that was cool. So anyway, this morning, yeah, she's, like, up my freaking butt. She's all rubbing her head all over my bed. And I'm like, girl, like, what? And then I'm, like, trying to, well, she wants to go outside, you know, because they have certain times that they eat. So I know she doesn't want food, so she wants to go outside. So now I'm, like, I'm trying to put my shorts on the right way. I'm trying to, I had thrown on a hoodie to go to the bathroom because I just grabbed whatever the first thing I saw because I had to go. And so I put on, I put on this pink tank top, and then I'm like, okay, girl, and then she's starting to bark, and, like, my mom works from home, so she's on the phone, and, like, Sunny's just freaking barking all over the place, and I'm like, oh my god, girl, shut up, I'm hurrying, and then we come outside, and, like, she's good, Sunny's good, she'll literally walk outside and piss, like, she's not fucking around, and so I do that, and I'm sitting, I'm like, let me get some sunlight. I sit down in the chair, and I'm, like, dead. Like, my body is just not awake. Like, I literally think I could have fallen right back asleep in the damn chair. So, whatever. She does her thing. We go inside, and as soon as I go inside, my cat starts freaking meowing at me again, like, crazy. I'm like, what's going on? Oh, my God. Like, I'm not even awake yet. I just need a freaking podcast. And my cat was hungry, so, like, I just got her food. But I don't know, like, this morning I'm just like, oh my god, this is so much already. Like, because we free feed the cat, so she, like, I don't know. She doesn't usually freaking scream at me as soon as I wake up. And Brody usually takes Sunny out, and so she's not usually screaming at me whenever I wake up. Like, it's fine. All of this is fine. But just since all of this happened and, like, this span of 5 minutes, I was like, oh my god. But I love my animals and I forgive them. Okay, but anyway, and then I had to go get the computer for my mom to do this, and she's on the phone, and so I'm just standing there, and I'm like, I need this. And then she was like, what? And I'm like, I need this, I need the freaking computer. And she's like, ah, good morning, mom. Hello, how are you? I love you. I was like, no, literally can't give you any of that right now, girl. So I took the computer and I came out here. Oh, and then another thing, motherfucker, okay? We got a heat press. We got a little something, something. And it's on my table that I usually podcast on. And so I'm sitting on the ground right now. So I feel like I sound like a little, because the mic is like a little higher. It's like probably at my nose level, because I have it sitting on, what is this? Oh, this is a cooler. We have this big cooler that's out here, and so I just have everything set up on it, and then I'm sitting on the ground. So, yeah, that's where I'm at, and it's 11:30, and I woke up at 11, so, yeah. But whatever. Anyway, not complaining. That sounds like a lot of complaining. And I'm not complaining. It was just like, I've had a fast start to my morning. Anyway. I don't know what I want to talk about today. I feel a little, like, distanced. I, like, forgot. Like, yesterday, Sunday, I woke up, and I was like, oh my god, got a podcast, and then I was like, oh my god, no, I don't, it's Sunday, and so, I don't know, but I was really stressed out for a second, and then, yeah, last night, I was like, oh my god, I have to podcast tomorrow, because I'm like, what am I gonna do tomorrow, like, I don't know, I want to do something, I'm feeling a little bored, and, yeah, I was, like, trying to think of what I'm gonna do, and then, like, I don't know, then I'm thinking other thoughts, and then I'm like, oh my god, I have to podcast tomorrow, what the fuck? So, yeah, I don't really know, I feel like I'm like, I don't really know, I'm at a weird spot in my life, I'm going through a lot right now. No, I'm not, I'm literally, I'm so, like, I don't know, I'm out of whack, I'm not back at my, like, I don't really have a routine, but just, like, my, I guess, my routine of my life. Like, I've been eating like shit the past week because we don't have cheese. And I need to go get cheese, but I just haven't done that. So, because I usually will take a sandwich for work. But since I don't have cheese, I've been eating fucking shit. I don't even know what the fuck I've been eating. Fast food, random. I don't know. At least, I don't know. And I was really trying hard to start eating breakfast like 2 months ago. And this past week, I ate half a piece of toast and then I threw the rest out the window because I did not want it. I don't like breakfast. And then, what else? Oh, I keep forgetting to take my thyroid medicine because, so I have to take it 30 minutes prior to anything else. I can't take my metformin. I can't take any food, anything other than water, like any, oh, and I've been taking cold and flu medicine because I've been, I don't even fucking know what the fuck I've been, okay? And so it's just been a whole thing because I'll set an alarm. So I wake up at 7:30 and I set an alarm at 7 to roll over, take my thyroid medicine, pop it in my mouth, go back to bed. And I keep waking up at 7:30 and I'm like, did I take it? Like, I feel like I remember waking up, but I don't know if I just woke up and turned off my alarm or like if I woke up and took my medicine. And so I've just been like, I don't fucking know, dude. Honestly, I don't fucking know. So that's been a little bit stressful because then if I wake up and I'm like, I'm not going to take another one because I don't even know if I took the first one. And yeah, so, but I just took it today and then I came out here to podcast because I know that I'm not going to be eating or drinking or anything else for an hour. So, which I don't know, because the medicine says 30 minutes to an hour. So maybe that's better. I don't know. So whatever, but anyway, what else? Yeah, I've been fucking sick. So, okay. Last Wednesday, hold on, I have to pee. I'm sorry, actually. Hold on. Oh, wait a damn minute. And I forgot to tell you guys. Whenever I was coming out here, sorry, I just cleared my throat on camera. Whenever I came out here the first time, after I just got the computer and had all that freaking shit happen, I stubbed my fucking toe hard as fuck. Okay. And I stubbed my toe the other day. Like, I don't know what's going on. Because I feel like I haven't stubbed my toe in, like, I don't know. I don't think I remember the last time I stubbed my toe. And then two times. So, that also happened. Anyway. Sorry. Damn. That was loud. Okay. So. Okay. Last. Okay. It's Wednesday. So, not this past Saturday, the Saturday before, while we were in Nashville, my throat started to get a little scratchy. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, it was just scratchy. That was it. I didn't feel bad. Nothing else. Just scratchy. Tuesday, I just laid in bed and slept and whatever all day. And I didn't know if I was sick. I didn't know if I was just exhausted from the trip. Like, I didn't know if it was both. Like, I didn't know what was going on. So I was just in bed sleeping all day Tuesday. Wednesday, I wake up and then I'm feeling better. It's better, kind of. My throat doesn't really hurt as bad. I start to get, like, just more congested a little bit. And so I'm just like, okay, weird, but whatever. Like, being congested doesn't hurt. So, at least there's that. And then, I'm supposed to go back to work on Thursday. And I'm like, I have to go back to work. Like, I've literally been gone since last Tuesday. I left early on Tuesday and was gone until the next Thursday. And so, I'm like, I'll be fine. Like, I just don't even think twice about it because I'm just like, there's not an option to not go to work. And then I'm driving to work Thursday morning and I'm feeling okay. I'm like, you know what, annoying, but whatever. And then I am like probably 20 minutes away from work, and by the minute, I'm feeling worse and worse. Like, my body is just starting to feel so weak. I'm, like, super hot. I'm, like, I just, like, this is, like, not feeling good. Like, I feel like the sun is, like, beating down on me. I'm, like, holy. Well, the sun is beating down on me, but still, I was just, like, holy shit. Like, it's getting hard to hold the steering wheel. I'm getting more congested by the fucking second. Like, I'm feeling like ass. And my client's gonna be there in, like, 30 minutes. And I'm, like, pretty fully booked for the day. So probably, like, six or seven clients. And I'm just like, well, I can't. Like, I can't call in. And, like, my client's literally 30 minutes away. Like, I can't do that. And so I'm like, it's fine. I'll be fine. I'll just get to work. I'll sit down for a minute. And then I'll just, like, it'll be fine. And then, like, probably whenever I'm, like, 5 minutes away from work, it's a no. Like, I know. Like, this ain't gonna work. And so I get to work. Me and Cassidy get there at the same time. We're like, hey. And I'm like, I think I'm about to go home, girl. Like, I feel like fucking shit. And so I'm, like, super stressed out because my client's literally in, like, 20 minutes. Like, this is bad. And so I'm like, it's okay. Like, I'll just go in and talk to the front desk guy. And I walk in and the owner's there. And so it's like, oh, it's even, like, whatever. So I'm just like, she's like, hey, like, did you survive your trip? And I'm just like, no. And I'm still not surviving. I didn't feel great on Tuesday, but I thought I was just, like, exhausted from my trip, and, like, I was really trying to push through, and my whole drive here was just, like, worse and worse and worse, and, like, I know my clients in, like, less than 20 minutes, but, like, I cannot do this. Like, I can hardly hold the steering wheel, so I definitely cannot hold a pair of fucking tweezers in my hand, bitch. Like, I cannot do this. Yeah. So, whatever. Anyway, I left and I was just crying because I don't really know what I'm allowed to say here, baby, but pretty much I just felt like shit because I know that sucked, that it was, like, last minute as fuck, but I feel like as an employee, like, that's better because it's not like I was just like, fuck it, I'm not going in, like, fuck it, I'm not going in. Like, I was trying so hard. I literally didn't know until I got there that I couldn't do it. Like, I was trying so hard to be able to go to work and be able to take my clients. So, yeah, I don't know. I thought that was, like, better, but I don't know. I guess, I don't know. So, anyway, and whatever. Anyway. And so I came home Thursday, and that's whenever I just bought medicine. I'm like, I don't even fucking know. Just give me everything. And so I start taking medicine. Hold on, I have to cough. I'm gonna pause. And I sleep, and, like, at this point, everyone has moved off my books except for one person. And so I'm like, okay, like, I don't know if I have to go back. Like, I don't really know what this is, but I'm going to sleep until then. So instead of taking the NyQuil, I just took the DayQuil. And so I sleep until I got home probably at, like, 11. And so I sleep until 2. And I wake up, and that last client has moved, thank God, because there was no way. There was no way. And it's, like, I feel like I'm just a little congested, but, like, my body just feels so, like, weak and, like, achy. Like, I feel like holding my arm, like, it feels so heavy. And, like, it would be fine if, like, my job wasn't so motherfucking tedious and, like, hovering. So, yeah, it was just sucked. And then I was like, well, are you going to call in tomorrow? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I didn't plan on calling in today. So then I was, like, super stressed, and I'm like, I don't know if I feel okay. Like, I think I feel okay. Like, I feel a lot better, but, like, I thought I felt fine this morning. Like, I don't really know. And so I was just, like, super stressed, and I'm like, I don't fucking know how I feel. Like, I don't know. I don't know. And so then I'm just like, I'm going into work tomorrow. Like, I don't fucking know. I'm just gonna fucking survive. And if I get there and can't take a client, like, I just have to take a client. Like, I don't really have a fucking option. And so I go to work Friday, and I'm okay. Like, I definitely think my body could have used some more rest, but, like, whatever. It's fine. I can't call in again. And so I do that, and I'm, like, fully fucking booked Friday. So I'm like, okay, cool, this is great. And so I just have, like, back-to-back clients. I think I had 8 clients Friday, and I was just like, okay, shit. And so survive that. I don't know how it happened. Cool. Saturday, I was like, holy shit, again. And so I went and got Starbucks coffee because I like coffee, but I'm more like a, like, I like some coffee with my creamer kind of girl. Like, I get an iced white mocha, okay, so already sweet. I get vanilla cold foam with it, and I also get caramel drizzle, so it's a lot. And what I feel like a normal, or not a normal, someone, a different person would be like, oh my god, that's so many fucking calories. And that's cool. That's cool for you. I don't believe in calorie counting. I think that's very toxic culture. So don't even fucking come for me about the fucking calories, because I don't know how many it is. And guess what? I don't want to know how many it is. And I don't give a fuck. So keep that to yourself, baby. Yeah, I'm saying that from a wound. Someone said that to me, and they were, like, full-on fucking judging the fuck, and I'm like, okay, like, this is just my coffee, girl. I'm not sitting here like, oh my god, how many calories are that in there? I can't have that. So, yeah, don't come for me like that. It was vulnerable to tell you what I get at fucking Starbucks, bitch. And I usually don't drink coffee like that because it just makes me really jittery, and it's, like, fucking $1,000 for that, like, and it's Starbucks. Like, I don't know, I like Starbucks. I go to Starbucks. I like Starbucks. There's one in my parking lot, so it's really, really convenient. But, you know, preferably I would go to, like, a little mini coffee shop, like, locally owned, small business kind of vibe. So that's why at Starbucks. But well, okay, whatever. And so anyway, so off topic, but I get Starbucks, and I usually don't drink it because it makes me jittery, so especially not whenever I'm at work. Oh, and it makes me shit, and I already have so many stomach problems. So coffee on top of that, like, we just not friends. I don't really have caffeine addiction. I don't really caffeine. I see why people are addicted. Anytime that I do drink coffee or energy drink, I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. Like, yeah, I get it. But I just, like, I don't want to have a caffeine addiction. So I guess that's why. And yeah, I don't know. I don't really know why, but I definitely get the hype. Like, I feel good whenever I drink something, except for whenever I'm trying to work, because then my hands are shaking and I need them to be not shaking. So it's a little difficult. So I feel like I'm kind of, like, lucky because it's, like, keeping me from an extreme caffeine addiction. So, okay. So I get coffee and I come into work Saturday. My boss is like, how do you feel? And I'm like, oh, I'm going to be feeling a lot better once I drink this. Like, this is going to get me through today. I couldn't do it without this. Shout out to her. She's good. She's gold. And she's going to get me through. And she's, like, laughing, and I'm like, I'm so serious, Miss Girl, but okay. So I have my coffee, and it's getting me through. It's literally getting me through. It's bringing me up, because, like, usually it makes me jittery, but since I was, like, so, like, dead, it was just bringing me up to, like, a normal level, I think. So we push through Saturday. We get that done. I'm off on Sunday. Oh, so Saturday I really wanted to go out, like, because I'm just like, you know what? If I'm working and sacrificing my rest and getting better for work, bitch, I should be living my fucking life, because if I'm sacrificing anything to rest, it should be my job. Like, sorry, a work-life balance. I work too fucking much, honestly. Like, I don't know how to tell you. I don't know how to say it differently, but I feel like that's not really a secret. Like, I want to live my life. I hate the fact that I have to work. I like my job. I like what I do, but if I could not do it, I would not do it. Like, I don't want to work. And it's not like I want to just, I feel like when people hear that, they're like, oh, so you just want to lay at home and be a bum? Like, no, bitch. I want to try every fucking hobby in the world. I want to do whatever I want. I want to wake up every day, and I want to wake up whatever time that I wake up. Ideally, I feel like a 9 a.m. wake up is, like, perfect. I feel like that is, like, perfect. And then I would drink my tea, and then I would just think, what do I want to do today? I think for the first, like, 2 weeks, if I, like, got to quit my job right now, I think for the first 2 weeks, I would just doom scroll and be, like, getting my life back together. Like, I would probably, like, deep clean my room and do my laundry and, like, reorganize all my fucking, like, everything in my room. But I don't have fucking time for that. I do deep clean, bitch. I dust sometimes, like, and, like, I'll clean my mirrors off. That's what, like, my deep clean of my bedroom isn't, like, super, like, there's not really a lot you can do. My room is really small, and, like, everything is, like, I don't know. Like, there's not a lot of deep cleaning to do. Hold on. I'm going to move this real quick. It's going to be loud. Okay, sorry. I wanted to put my foot around it. Anyway, like, I'm just saying that would be, like, I would definitely doom scroll, and I would waste some time a little bit, but after that, I would be going, I would wake up, and I would just be like, where's the wind gonna take me today? I would go take some yoga classes, I would go take some dance classes, I would go take some cooking classes, I would go, like, adventure, I would go lay on the ground. I would literally go lay in a fucking field of grass and just lay there. Oh my god, that would be awesome. I would spend a whole entire day naked. That would be fucking awesome. I love being naked. I sleep naked, and I love it, and I just wish I could wake up and be naked. And I don't know. It's just freeing. And there's just so many things I would do. There's so many possibilities. Like, they're endless. The possibilities are fucking endless. I could do so many things. Yes, ideally, I would still be making some money, because I'm still expensive. Like, I'm still a little expensive. And so it's just like, I don't know. Like, it would just be so nice. And I think that other people, I'm passing a judgment real quick, but I think other people just say, oh my god, I could never not have a job. Like, I could never not have a job. I have to work. I have to be doing something. Blah, blah, blah. I would just, like, I could never. And maybe that's true for some people, but to me, that sounds very pick me. And maybe I'm just being a fucking hater. Maybe that, whatever. And I'm like, it's not like I'm saying, oh, I want to go and I just want to lay in my bed all the time and do nothing every single day. I would do so much fucking shit every single day. So shut the fuck up. You would find something to do. But I just don't want capitalism to be as big in my life as it is. I work too motherfucking much, okay? And here's the thing, is right now, my bills all together are probably, Like $600 a month. I don't pay rent. I don't really pay for groceries. Every once in a while, I'll buy some groceries of mine, but at the same time, I don't really like eat that much. So, yeah, it's not like I could afford, I could baseline afford like $1,000 a month, because then I do need some money. Like, I like to get my nails done, and that's like $100 a month. And let's see, what other shit do I fucking buy all the time? I buy a lot of clothes. I want to buy less clothes. I want to just, okay, but it's like hard because I always want to change what I'm wearing. And it used to be for the aesthetic and like never repeat an outfit, like that bitch very much, but I don't really like that. I'm trying to get away from that. I'm trying to, I want to wear more flowy clothes. I want to wear more things that make me feel good instead of what I think looks good. Like, I had this outfit. Okay, back to Saturday. So I was like, I want to do something tonight. If I worked 2 fucking days in a row and didn't do anything and I just been resting, like, I'm tired of resting. I want to do something. And I don't know. I kind of, like, feel like I don't really have a lot of friends. Because here's the case. So me and Cheyenne are usually together. And if we're not, like, usually I'm at home. Like, I hang out with my mom a fuck ton. And, like, I hang out with Brody and Brianna, like, some more recently. And Jalen, like, we were hanging out a fuck ton. Like, I don't know. We were all hanging out a fuck ton. And then, I don't know. I'm just, I don't really like group hangouts on the regular. Like, that doesn't count as hanging out for me, because I just feel like we're not as personal. It's not really fun for me, honestly. Like, unless we're going out to drink. I love a good group to go out and drink. But if we're chilling or, like, we're going to do this or that, group hangouts are just not really, like, my favorite thing. And that's new. That's something new that I kind of started expressing when we kind of had our last friend group. Because me and Jalen, we've been best friends for, like, fucking ever, obviously. And so we've been through a lot of different friend groups. And, like, usually, like, it's always been group hangouts. It's always been whatever. And, like, I would say with the last friend group, like, I was just kind of like, okay, like, I want to hang out more one-on-one, guys. Like, I started to be more vocal about that. I was like, I don't know what it is. Like, group hangouts are just, like, not really cutting it for me, but I want to hang out one-on-one. But then that was really hard because 3 of them live together that were in, like, our 5 or 6 person friend group. 5, I think. And so whenever I go over there, they're all 3 there. And so it would just be hard to, like, hang out one-on-one. And then now, like, it's pretty much our friend group has kind of shifted. And I don't really feel like it's my friend group. Like, I feel like, because they're all so it's like Cheyenne, Jalen, one of their other coworkers, Jalen's boyfriend, and one of his coworkers who's also dating Jalen's other coworker. And so it's just very, like, work friends, and, like, it's just a lot about work, which is fine and cool and, like, love that, but I don't know, like, that kind of makes me feel left out, but I feel like on a deeper level, it just kind of is like, you're just like, oh, did you see this happened at work, and then this happened at work, where it's like, I am interested in hearing about your work if it affects you personally. Like, I want deeper conversations. So it can be about work, but I want it to be like your experience of work. And I don't know. It's not an issue. It's not a problem. These people are fine. I love to hang out with them. But I don't know. Like, it doesn't really feel like my friend group. Like, I don't hang out with any of these people other than Jalen and Cheyenne. And so it's, like, not one-on-one. And I don't know. Like, and it's, like, there's, like, it's 2 other couples. And so it's, like, me and Cheyenne are kind of, like, the third couple. And so, like, sometimes we don't get invited. Like, sometimes, because they'll go on, like, dates and stuff. And then they don't invite me and Cheyenne because we're single. But I'm like, we're girlfriends. Invite us. Like, fucking fake-ass motherfuckers. But, no. I don't know. It's just, like, I don't think, like, I don't know. This is, like, such a, like, sidebar. And now we're getting really into deep diary stuff because I'm conflicted. But basically, on a surface or level, like, I just don't really feel like this is my friend group. And so, I have Cheyenne, and I have Jalen, and I feel like, I don't know. I feel like, in my head, whenever I think of what's Jalen doing, I think she's either with her boyfriend, with these friends, or, like, working and trying to get her life together. Like, I don't know, I just feel like she's a busy girl right now, and I just feel like our lives are very different right now. So whenever I think, because, like, she doesn't really want to, like, go out and do stuff, and, like, she definitely is, like, not, like, drinking as much, which is, like, fine right now because I'm not really drinking as much because my metformin. So I guess there's that, but I don't know. And our schedules are just so different. Like, she gets off at 3 and I get off at 6. And, like, I don't know. I don't really know. Maybe I'm just making excuses. I feel like it sounds like I'm just making excuses. But I don't really know. So, I just, like, me and Jalen don't hang out as much. But I do want to hang out with her. Like, I feel like we had a conversation that, you know, we haven't really been hanging out as much. And we should. And yeah, then we've both been on trips, like, over the span of, like, 3 weeks, and she just got home, what day is it? It's Wednesday. She got home Monday, I think. And so it's like, yeah, it's like, I want to text her. Like, I almost texted her last night, but I'm like, she's probably busy. Like, she just got home from her trip. So I don't know what's going on. Maybe I don't know what's happening in my brain where I'm just, like, feeling, like, weird about texting her. So I'm going to actually text her right now. Right now. She might be at work. Let's see. I don't know. I'm not concerned about... Oh, she's at home. I'm not concerned about me and Jalen's relationship at all because I feel like we're pretty, like, lifelong commitment to each other. And there's, like, we both feel like there's nothing that one of us could ever do that would be, like, friendship ending. And so, and it's like, I just feel like we have had phases where we're closer and then when we're not closer. And so I feel like my brain is, like, maybe just thinking, oh, we're not closer right now. But there's really, like, I don't really think that there's, like, a real, true reason for that. I don't know. I just feel like in my head, she's always busy. But I don't really know if that's the case. So we'll see. I mean, I texted her right now and, oh, she just texted me back. So hopefully I can see her today, maybe. And because anytime that we do hang out, like, it's not weird. It's never anything. Like, if she heard all this right now, she would probably be like, what the fuck, bitch? Like, let's hang out or something. Oh my God. She said, I was just thinking about you and how I should text you. That's so funny. I'm saying that. But. Okay, she's been unpacking and eating. So she is still a busy girl. Like, I'm not crazy. But anyway, wow, that's exciting. I'm excited to see Jalen. But it's like, okay, so I have Cheyenne, Jalen, and then I have my friend Jasmine, but she's a mother. She has kids. She's in her 30s, and she's, like, a dance teacher. And so, I don't know, like, we just, like, it's harder for us to hang out, like, but she also lives down the street from me, so it's, like, kind of nice. Like, some nights we can just pop in and, like, hang out a little bit. But, I don't know. I don't really just text her out on a whim. I usually kind of, like, because I feel bad if I text her a few times and she says that she can't hang out. And so then I just feel like, oh, I should just wait for her to text me. Like, I don't want to, like, burden her, I guess. This kind of seems like a weird thing with me. I feel like maybe I'm unraveling something with me. And let's see. Then I have my friend Melissa, who's my client friend that made me that charm necklace. And, like, I love her. I literally love her so much. But we've only hung out, like, one time where it was really, like I went over to her house and we hung out and that was fun. Because we've met up a few times. I don't know. We've spent, times in public together, but we've only really, like, hung out one time. And she's like, you can text me whenever, like, honestly, during the week, like, I'm just working, like, I'm, like, grandma during the week, and then on the weekend, but, so I'm like, okay, cool, but, like, kind of the same thing, and, like, I feel like me and Cheyenne usually hang out on a Saturday night, or a Friday sometimes, so, I don't know, I just feel like, I don't know, but it's, like, also, I think if I ask her during the week, and I was just like, hey, you wanna hang out, like, we can just chill. Like, I think she would be down for that, but I don't know. Like, I just get nervous about texting her just because I'm like, we haven't, like, really, like, I don't know. It's just weird. This is the thing with me again. I don't know what's going on, guys. And then I have my friend Haley, who lives in 2 hours away, or, like, an hour and a half. I don't really know, honestly. I think it's 2 hours, but then that sounded long whenever I said that. And so we get to hang out every once in a while, but yeah, it's not like I can just text her on a whim and be like, hey, what are you doing? Like, I usually will go and, like, spend the night with her, and then we'll hang out, like, on my day, Sunday. And Natalie, we're besties now. She's more available to hang out now these days. And so since I'm back from my trip, I feel like I'll probably text her, like, soon, and we can do, like, something. But yeah, so I have Natalie too, and then of course my mom, and then Brody and Brianna, and who else? Oh, Cassidy, of course. We're coworkers, so we usually hang out at work, and then every once in a while we'll hang out outside of work. Yeah, so I have friends, but I don't know. I'm like, who else? Do I have more friends? Is that it? Like, I think that's kind of it. So I have friends, but I guess I just also have excuses of why I'm not hanging out with all of them too. So boo, I suck. And then Sam and Erica, but you know, they live in New Jersey, so that's really hard. And then Trent, but we only talk like once in a blue moon. We're very like distanced friends kind of. And I'm scrolling through my text to see. I have one of my Uber drivers. So, you know, that's how it be. So, whatever. I don't know. I've just been feeling a little bit lonely, I guess. I need deep connection. And I said that on here a few weeks ago, and then we had a really deep talk. And that was really good, but I just feel like, I don't know, I've been feeling really disconnected from Cheyenne. Like, I just feel like, which obviously we went on this trip, and, like, our life is still happening, and we're always together, and we're still getting closer, but I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know how to describe this specific feeling I get from a certain kind of connection that I feel like me and Cheyenne were having kind of regularly. But then I'm also thinking, I feel like I've been, sorry, I've cleared my throat, like, 10 times on this, and I hate it, so, I'm sorry, but I'm doing it in the middle of while I'm talking, so it's not like I can just go in and delete. I was having a realization, a good fat realization the other day, and I was just like, I feel like up until December, from like, let's see, March, April to December last year, I was like, rapidly growing, like my mind was just turning and turning and turning 24/7, and it's because I was listening to We Can Do Hard Things podcast. Now we cannot do hard things, but from Glennon Doyle and Abby Wambach and Amanda Doyle, and like I just like my brain was. I was listening to probably like 5 to 7 episodes a day, and their whole thing is very like, you know, erasing the picture of things, how things are supposed to be in our head, and like just really like blew my fucking balls off. Like, it was introducing billions of new thoughts to me all the time. And I just loved it. And it was just like my brain was just living in such an open headspace. And I feel like since then, so kind of like since I started this podcast, I've just been kind of at a resting rate. And it's really frustrating because I really feel like I have such good things to say. I had. And it was like every single day I was having some new thought that I could just talk for an hour about. Hours. And I just feel like now I'm not delivering the way I want to be delivering. And this is like, yes, of course, here with you. And then also like in my friendships and in my this and that. Like, I feel like I'm at a resting state and I just feel like I'm more closed off. Not closed off. I'm not closed-minded, and I don't want to say that because I think that's a, like, that is offensive to me. Like, that, I don't like that. I don't think that I'm closed-minded. Like, I don't think that's a fair thing. I just think that I'm not as open as I was. So, not closed. I'm still open-minded. I'm still, like, growing, and there's still things happening, but just at a lot slower rate. Because I've been trying to find another podcast, and sometimes I'll have one that hits, but I want something that hits where I can hit for 5 to 7 hours in a row. Like, I just don't know. But they just released a book, and so I started that, and I'm thinking that's getting me going, but that's also hard because, I don't know, it's the automated voices, so I have mixed feelings about that. But I don't know, like, I'm just feeling a little lost, I guess, right now. I'm just feeling like I want to be growing the way that I was growing. And I just feel like whenever I was in that space, I was so sensitive and so vulnerable. And I think that made me feel really insecure with my friends. I was just like, I'm just sensitive and I'm always bringing the shit up and I'm always having to have these conversations. And like, it just made me feel really like a burden, honestly. And so there was that. But now that I'm not in that phase and I'm less open and I feel like I've just been, it takes me a minute to get that deep, because like back then I feel like my heart was very on my shoulder, I was very just instantly vulnerable, I was just very like very very present in the moment, I feel like, and really taking in words and really thinking of how they feel and really judging, like, is this feel warm? Is this good? Is this, how does this make me think? What is it? How does this apply to me? How could I, like, what could I do with this? And I just feel like now I'm just kind of like, I'm not surface level, but I'm closer to it than I was. And that is frustrating to me because I feel like now in conversations, I just kind of say, yeah, more. And I just kind of say, oh, well, that sucks, or, oh, that's cool, oh, that's crazy, and I just, like, that's fine, but that's not fine for me, I'm losing my mind a little bit, like, I just feel like I'm at a resting state, and I'm really, really want this, like, rapid growth, but I just feel like I don't know how to get back in that groove, and I'm hoping that this book, because I'm going to listen to it either way, even if the automated, like, whatever, I think it's making it harder for me to, like, really sink into it, but I'm going to push through, and I'm probably going to, like, go back and restart it over, because I just feel like I want to get everything that I possibly can from this, but then I'm also scared, because what happens whenever I finish the book? Like, then what? Like, I just don't know how to keep my brain this rapid, like, getting so much new information every single day, just because, like, it was giving me life, dude. Like, I love my life right now, but, like, holy fuck. Compared to that, no. Like, it was so insane. Life was so, I felt like I was, like, in awe, which is how I want to be 24/7. And I think that I was like that a lot. And I just want to get that back. I want to get better. I don't know. And so I just feel like that's reflecting in me, in my brain, in my day-to-day, in my friends, in my mom, in my other relationships, and my work. Like, I just feel like I don't dislike where I'm at right now. I just miss where I was, and I just want to, I miss my mindset of that. Because I think I still have that mindset, but it just kind of takes me a little longer to get to that. And yeah, so I don't know. I just feel like I really haven't felt that deep connection, that deep, like, deep connection. Because before, I was feeling it 24/7. I was like, we're all on the same page, especially Cheyenne. Like, I feel like Cheyenne was getting, like, front seat version of this because we were hanging out so fucking much. And so then whenever I'm so present, I'm like, okay, well, okay, what about this? And I'm throwing out all these new ideas and all these new things that I've been listening to and thinking. And then she can kind of jump into that. But then it's also like anytime that she says anything, I'm taking it in so deeply and taking it in, like, and investigating it. Like, I'm really prying it apart. I'm really, like, trying to see every single possible option. And so, yeah, I just feel like that hasn't been happening. And so, I don't know. And then it's like, I tried to re-listen to the podcast, that entire podcast, but I got to like episode 150 and I'm like, okay, like this still feels really fresh. I'm not feeling like I can, I'm not as open as I was. So I don't know. I don't know if this is a me thing, if I need to find something to fix this for me, if I need to just think of how I'll like alter my brain myself, or like, I don't know. But I just feel like I'm kind of in like a funk a little bit. Like, this is probably the longest conversation that I've had about this, but I don't know. Like, it's just confusing to me. I just don't understand, like, how, what I can do to get back to that. Because the only way I can describe it is, like, I was just intaking so much information every single day that it was just making my brain spin and spin and spin and, like, go in all these new directions and go over here and go over there and think about this and what about that. And I was just, like, in such a place of, like, I don't know anything, and that's so beautiful. The more I see, the less I know, okay? And I just feel like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing differently in words. I know how it feels differently. It feels like I maybe have expectations of how everything is gonna go, maybe, I guess. And I don't know, because I feel like it's also conflicting, because I think used to anyone ever would have called me an optimist, and then I think, well, my mom called me a pessimist one time a couple years ago, and now I don't think I'm super negative. I think I'm both, but I don't want to be either. I just want to not know. Like, I just want to not know what to expect, and I just want to let everything happen and be its own situation so naturally. Like, I don't know if that's it. I don't know. That feels right. That feels true. Like, that feels kind of back to that, but I don't know how I wish I could just, like, grab you, shove you in my brain, take a look around and be like, that. That. We could compare my brain right now to my brain in December. Like, I don't know. So, because I do still think I'm on a growth journey. I do still think that I'm growing. I do still think that I'm having new thoughts. But I feel like maybe, like, one a day, or maybe not even one a day, like, which is crazy, because I literally was probably having, like, hundreds, and, yeah, I don't know, I'm just feeling a little disconnected, so I don't really know how we got here. We were talking about, what the fuck were we talking about? We were talking about work. I don't know how we got here, but, oh, I was talking about my friends. Yeah, so I don't think it's my friends thing. I don't think it's anything that anyone else could be doing differently, like, at all. I think it's just me and, like, my mind. Like, I don't know. So now I'm like, fuck. Like, what the fuck? Now what? Yeah. Well, I guess I need to, I don't know. I need to, honestly, I need to talk to ChatGPT about it and just be like, I don't know. Because, like, I've talked to ChatGPT a few times about this, and then it's like, oh my god, well, that's the first step. Knowing, realizing that you want to grow is the first step to being able to grow like that. And I'm like, I knew this. I knew this because I was doing it. It's not like I want to get into this growth. I want to get back into it, you know? And I just feel like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I think I'm going to do some breath work and maybe meditate a little bit and just try, because I feel like that's also part of it, is like, I'm not only disconnected from my mind, I'm also disconnected from my body, which I've been disconnected from my body, but at least I was connected in my mind, and now I just feel like neither, I guess. So yeah, maybe I can meditate some today and do some things to help get me back to that, because it would be really fucking nice. But I was giving you an update on my life. I don't know how we got here. I know we left off talking about Saturday, and I wanted to tell you that I went out by myself because I have bought tickets to this, like, Pride thing in Dallas. And this is annoying, okay? So, it was, like, a Pride bar crawl. And I got home from work, and I'm, like, buying tickets. And it's $40. I'm, like, okay, cool, whatever. And I buy the ticket. It's $6.01, okay? Check out, everything fine. Putting on my outfit, and then I'm, like, okay, cool. And it's telling me I need to check in at a specific place. And so I'm like, okay, cool. Like, let me just find that real quick. I'm looking for the place. And it's like, check-in time ends at 6. Motherfucker, why are you selling me a ticket if the check-in time ends at 6? And you have to check in to get in. Like, you can't just go. So that fucking sucked. I wasted $40. And then I was like, maybe I'll just try to go. Like, whatever. But then I ended up hanging out with Brody and Brianna. And we talked for, like, 3 hours almost, I think, because probably like 2.5 or something, because it was probably like 6:30 and we finally, maybe 6:15, I feel like 6:15, and Brady and Brianna came out here and we were sitting here talking, and then maybe talked to like 8:30, and then I was like, okay, I'm about to go, and then I was like, I need to find somewhere to go in case I can't go to this stupid bar crawl. And so I went to Velvet Taco in Dallas, and it was awesome. It was so good. I love Velvet Taco. And then after that, I was like, let me go see if those bars, like, are over here. And then also I went to my first lesbian bar, crazy, which was awkward and weird, and I was like, so I felt so embarrassed. Like, I felt so, like, I don't know, I was like, what am I doing here? Just because I went, and like, whenever I was going in, like, I met a few girls, like, we were talking, whatever, and then I get in and I'm just like by myself, and like, I feel like it wouldn't be weird if I wasn't by myself, but I was just feeling so awkward, and also with my metformin, I can't be like drinking, so it's not like I could just get super drunk and whatever. And so I was like having a drink, and then there's like, I'm looking for somewhere I can sit, like, I'm like more chill vibes, like, they have a dance floor, they have so many things happening, and I'm like, let me just walk around, like, see, and I'm like, I feel so awkward, like, I feel like everyone's looking at me like, what the fuck is this bitch doing here? Like, I feel like, I don't know, I was just feeling so awkward. And then, like, I had met a few people, and like, it was fun, fine, whatever, but like, no one that, like, I didn't talk to anyone for probably more than, like, 3 minutes, and so, like, I felt like I was just awkwardly, like, standing in the corner, and then it's, like, Personally, when I'm at the bar and I see, like, someone there by themselves, like, awkwardly standing in the corner, I'm like, ugh, fucking creep. And so, I just felt really weird, and it's like, option A, sit and scroll on my phone. No, not doing that. That is not my vibe. I do sit and scroll on my phone, but I'm not gonna be out in public sitting and scrolling. Like, that's not how I want to present in the world. And I don't know. And so then I'm, like, trying to walk around. I'm, like, just hanging out. And I'm, like, what do I want? What am I doing here? Because what if someone comes and talks to me? Like, what if someone is coming and hitting on me? What if someone wants to make out? Like, do I want that? What am I doing? What am I saying? And I was just feeling so awkward. And I was, like, I don't know, dude. I don't know. Like, I don't fucking know. What am I doing? And, yeah, I was just feeling really fucking, like, embarrassed. And yeah, so I was probably there for, like, an hour and a half, and then I was like, okay, I gotta go. And just because I was like, yeah, I was just, like, lurking, like, in the corner, like, it just felt so weird. And it's, like, also, everyone's, like, drunk, like, I'm at, like, a club, like, why? I don't know. But it was, like, 5 minutes away from Velvet Taco, and I was, like, I didn't even realize I was over here, because I had just saw this lesbian bar on TikTok, and I've heard of it before, but I've never been, and I'm, like, oh my god, that's so cool, and it looked fun, and I don't know, like, I was just, I don't really know why I went, like, I don't know what I was wanting or expecting or not expecting, like, I don't know, I was just, like, fuck it, whatever. But then I got there and my energy was not fuck it, whatever. It was like, oh my god, I'm such a fucking freak. What am I doing? Like, I look like such a weirdo. Like, I'm here by myself, sober. What? And, like, I talked to a few people, and the people that I talked to, love them great. One person, I don't know if we were flirting. And that's the thing, is like, I don't know. Flirting, dating, anything in the dating scene seems so far away from me. But also, sometimes I can just naturally flirt. And a natural flirt is fine, but I'm not going to intentionally flirt. Like, it seems like, not the truest thing to me right now. Just because I'm like, oh, like, why? Why are we flirting? For what? Like, what? What do you think is gonna happen? Because I don't know what's gonna happen. And yeah, I was just feeling really, like, awkward and small and, like, I guess out of place a little bit. So yeah, I tried to stick through. I really was like, maybe this awkwardness will, like, leave my body in a minute. And, like, no, I just felt, like, more awkward. I felt like everyone was, like, looking at me like, look at this fucking freak ass bitch, like, what a fucking freak. Like, oh, I don't know. I don't know why. And I don't know why it felt weird. Everyone was really nice. I met everyone that, like, you know, like, if we made eye contact, we smiled. Like, it was, everyone seemed really nice. But I was just, like, such an awkward fuck. Which is also weird because I'm not really an awkward person. Like, I don't really super feel that a lot of the time. But, oh, I felt it. So, yeah, I just came home and I was like, okay. And then Sunday, what did I do Sunday? Me and Cheyenne went to the pool. And Cheyenne didn't come with me because she was a little busy, okay? And so, yeah, we hung out Sunday. And then Monday, I worked, came home from work, slept, scrolled. Tuesday, same thing. I flow started a little bit. That's fun. And then now it's Wednesday, and I'm hoping me and Jalen can go to the pool or the lake or something. That would be fun. So, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. But anyway, this really felt like a diary. I feel embarrassed. I'm like, oh my god, what a fucking weirdo you are. But and just, like, a little life update. Like, I feel like, you know, even we've been a little disconnected. We've just been talking about, you know, specific things. And I do want to talk more about specific things. I want to talk more about Bonnaroo. I want to talk more about Life Nation. I want to talk more about the Astroworld documentary. I want to talk more. I watched the Woodstock documentary. And I watched the movie Intern last night. It was 2 hours, motherfucker. I hate a long movie. Anything over like an hour, honestly, hour 20 minutes is perfect, but hour and a half, I guess, whatever. If it's 2 hours, fuck no. It's just like a no from me. But I watched this, like the little ad popped up for it, the trailer, and I'm like, oh, that's so cute. And then, I don't know, like, this little old man was just the cutest thing ever. And so then I came over my screen again, and I was like, ugh, fuck it. I don't have anything to do. Like, whatever. And I was up till, like, 2 a.m. because I watched that damn thing. And I loved it. I would do it again, I think. Like, I don't promise nothing, but it was really cute. So you should watch it. But... yeah. Anyway, I love you. I hope that you're having the best day ever. And I'm gonna go figure out how to reconnect with my mind and get back on track. And I probably won't know anything next week when we talk again, but I'm gonna try to figure something out. So... I love you. I hope that wasn't a waste of time for you, but okay, bye. This is so embarrassing.